Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time to play Beat the Bank. If you signed up at KidNation.com, please be listening carefully right now. Mm-hmm. We're going to announce three names. Your only job is to dial as fast as you can and be the first one in so you can play up for $1,000.
Okay.
All right, who's got the names today, Kelly?
I do.
All righty.
The first three names I'm calling today are Nicole Ruthrauff, June Garcia, and Matthew Geraltz. Matthew Geraltz, June Garcia, Nicole Ruthrauff.
Got it.
Ruthrauff. Man, there's so many interesting last names I've never heard
before. I know, right?
What would you like yours to be?
No, you have a great...
Heavens.
I don't know. Maybe something less complicated than raspberry.
Like what? Like,
I don't know.
Like maybe two syllables?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does it start with an E, maybe? All right, you have 10 minutes to call us back. First one in, you get to play. If nobody calls back in those 10 minutes, we're going to open it up for everybody.
Yeah. So. It's okay. Would you like it to be something odd or something even?
I'll stop it. You are going to scare him off.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we are?
That's why I'm like quiet, because I don't want to.
A relationship ruined on this show?
Us, the hosts?
Well, this one's a real relationship.
I've had real relationships ruined.
What?
Which one, Al? No, you ruined all your relationships.
Fake names you throw out there.
Yeah. Ruined.
There's nothing real about a fake name.
I mean, ruined.
I mean, you're the guy that had honey number one, honey number two, and honey number three at the same time and talked about it on the radio.
Hey, I was trying to make a little competition, a little friendly competition out of it.
Yeah.
Girls love that.
Well, I mean, none of them were my, like, bona fide girlfriend.
It was in a Again, solidified. What?
They weren't bona fide. They weren't real. Well,
this is bona fide.
Well, it depends on what you mean. Bona fide.
Kelly, would you go through the process, though, of taking the last name in all senses except for professionally? You'd keep raspberry, right?
I kept raspberry professionally last time.
You have to keep
Kelly Poulad-Sange didn't that was trip off the tongue very easily.
Right.
But, you know, I did legally change it last time.
Uh-huh.
And then to have to go through
was
the
that
process
a lot of, work?
Of unchanging, it's just a pain.
Yeah.
It is.
But
it is.
If it means something to whomever I eventually and hopefully would someday like to remarry,
Abrica,
if it really
yeah,
means
bro.
Something, you know, we'll see. He is completely convinced that I am positive, that I am fun,
athletic,
and that I am willing to try new things. He is completely convinced.
So
of
you
that.
Want to agree?
And I'm not
going to
ruin it.
How long
awesome.
Can you keep this up?
I don't know. How much until I get a ring?
Until you get a ring.
And that bothered him when I said that. He's like, "You're kidding, right?" I'm like,
that bothered him, and the thing about
like I heard that.
His brother. No, he doesn't have a brother, but...
He doesn't have a brother.
The hypothetical. But
the hypothetical, yeah.
Yeah, you know, people do get in huge fights over hypotheticals.
Yeah, they do.
I remember one of the hugest fights I ever had with my ex was if we'd won the lottery, what we'd do with the money.
Yeah.
It could have...
It was doomsday.
It was we had the hugest fight because I thought all of his choices were super selfish and shallow.
He wanted to buy like
There's
a
no way we're going to win the lottery
breasts.
Anyway.
What did he want to do with it? Something cool?
He chicken wanted breasts. To fund a movie about... some Persian king, which actually years before it was made, that Jake Gyllenhaal ended up doing a movie.
Prince of Persia.
See?
He had the same idea. I was like, that's really random because the same idea ended up
it
actually
didn't do
being
well.
Made.
And what
yeah.
did you want to do?
Well. I was going to, first I'm going to buy a house for my parents.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to buy a house for my brother and his kids because they've got four kids in this little house. And I was going to do all this thing for everybody else. He's like, I'm going to be in a movie.
That's right.
I'm going to star in it.
That's the good part
like,
about.
Well, that's yeah. so selfish.
It's good part about dreams, man. You yeah. dream
we
about
ended up having a huge fight over it. It was so stupid. I'm just saying we have stupid fights over hypotheticals.
I've had a couple friends that get in fights because they will ask the stupid question of,
yep.
which one of my friends would you marry if I died?
Don't do that.
Don't ever do that.
Why would you put yourself in that situation?
No, we want to know, though.
Mm-mm. No, I don't want to know which one of my friends my wife would want to be with if I was
Because I don't want to ever speak to that dude again. Like, if my girlfriend said she would want to marry you if you were available.
Uh-huh.
See, I'd have
You've
to,
already you answered that question.
You just said you'd want to know, and now you say you don't
well,
know.
Well, I want to know, but I don't
gosh,
think I could deal with...
20 seconds, he changed his...
I don't think I could deal with the,
he even
with
picked,
the ramifications.
You picked which one of your girlfriend's friends you would be with if
hey,
she was
done
gone.
That.
You've done that before.
Yeah. Oh, we think about it.
What was her name?
I'm not going to tell you.
Jennifer?
Oh, what's her name?
Jessica?
Jessica, yeah.
Jessica, that's right.
I mean, don't tell us.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation, yeah. too.
I don't think I'd...
Which one? No, come on.
My wife's friends?
Yeah.
I don't think I...
Come on.
I don't have...
Come on.
Nope.
Come on.
Has Kenzie told you which are your friends?
Nope. Don't want to know. Don't want to know.
Wouldn't yeah, know. I don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
Okay.
That you can't handle the answer.
Right.
You know, like when I was younger with a boyfriend, we used to know everyone in our past, you know, like who you dated before, who you hooked up with.
Yeah.
And I could kind of handle it. He couldn't.
I couldn't handle it.
But when you're in college, it's kind of unavoidable.
Yeah.
When you're in the same circle of friends, if you know who each other's dated. But the older I've gotten, I don't even ask. I don't even want to know. You know, if it's not a problem in the present, I don't need to know about your past.
Exactly.
Because it will come up if it is a problem and you're still talking to someone.
It's funny how maturity helps with relationships the older you get.
Yeah. Like, you don't need to tell them everything. I never understand the couples that tell either. They're like, we have to tell each other everything. Like, you don't need to go home and be like, I had a coworker hit on me today. Like, you don't need to say that, do you?
Yeah. Or the hookup question that everybody asks when you're in college. It's like, how many guys have you hooked up with?
Don't give the number.
Don't ever give a number.
Don't ask that, because if hers happens to be slightly higher than yours, you're going to be sitting there going like, well, I can get a 3, 4, 7 pass. You know, don't ask those questions. Just date them. Be in the now. Don't go back then.
So which one of Kenzie's friends you want to hook up
with? No, I don't have one.
Which one's the hottest?
Beat the bag. Jenna can't cook. Eats out of a can. Better learn fast or never get a man. Beat the bag. Beat the bag.
Nice, nice. Made it topical for the show today. Look at him.
Just kind of came to me.
Yeah. Hey, if you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We'll play again an hour from now. But right now, it's all about you, Nicole. Ruth Ralph.
Ruth Ralph.
Ruth Ralph.
Ruth Ralph.
Ruth Ralph.
Is that German? What is that?
I've never heard of that one.
Your last name could be two names. It could be Ruth Ralph.
Ruth Ralph.
Guten Tag.
I get Ruth a lot.
Ruth. Yeah.
Ruth Ralph.
Did you marry that name or is that yours?
It's mine.
Ooh.
I grew up with it.
There you go.
So it's like, it's so normal to you. It's like, whatever. I'm going to go, you know.
Go the Ruth Ross.
Here go the Ruth Ross.
The Ruth
again.
Ross, yeah.
Exactly.
Leave it to the Ruth Ross.
Ruth Ross.
What else can you tell us about you?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Well, I just walked into work.
What do you do?
I work at a car dealership.
Oh, slinging and dealing, huh?
There you go.
I push all the papers around.
All right.
Somebody's got to do it.
You're helping the slinging and dealing.
There you go.
And kids, married, single?
Single mother.
Uh-huh.
I have a young child. So
you could use some cash,
of course.
I would imagine.
I could, especially with the birthday coming up.
Ooh. Birthday, holidays
nice.
Coming up.
Nice.
How young is little Ruth Ralph?
She is 5. We'll be 6.
6 years old. Oh, well, we'll definitely get you some money so you can buy an awesome present for her. Now, here's how the game works. Nicole, we're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be giving you dollar amounts, increasing the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think it's gone as high as it's going to go during your turn. It can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop when he says that, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Nicole?
Okay. I got a question.
Okay.
How's Al feeling towards
you? Yeah.
All right, Al. How you
Very
feeling?
Very good question, Miss Ruth Ralph. I'm feeling very mediocre. The banker seemed to be very generous yesterday,
uh-huh.
and I don't think he's going to be as generous today. So I'm thinking right in the middle of the road today.
Okay.
That's his honest feeling.
He does,
but I don't know.
Does not know.
But that's how I feel.
Yeah. All right.
You can do whatever you feel like, but that's what Al feels.
Yep. And I was dead on once yesterday.
Oh, you on the money? You
yes,
nailed
you were
it
yesterday. I watched that one.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's see how much money you win. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
There you go.
$100. $140. $160. $310. $360. $460.
Stop.
No.
Stop at $460.
Yeah, you scared her, Al.
You know,
but maybe rightfully so.
Maybe. I predicted $490 on my little piece of paper that I'm holding up for Kid TV.
So
right
you guys
now.
Were vibing.
Yep.
All right, Nicole, just for fun, you got your $460. What are you going to do with that? Of course, buy a present, right?
Yes, I'm going to definitely get towards the birthday gift.
Yeah.
And maybe even Christmas.
There you go.
Stretch it.
So it's going to good use. You got that $460, but just for fun, let's see how high it actually goes.
Okay.
$560.
Oh, wow. Oh, big jump.
$720.
Oh, big L.
Roof off.
Well,
okay.
You know what?
You got more than half.
Okay. I'm happy with what I got.
There you go, girl.
I'm going to thank God for it.
There you go.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nicole. You have a wonderful day at work today. Enjoy your $460. We'll play again an hour from now, less than an hour from now. But coming up next, it's getting to be about that time.
More time.
Caroline Craddock was out on the streets.
All right, Dantana live out on the streets.
No, Caroline.
Talking to the people.
Dantana.
That's what we want to do here.
Thanks, Dantana. We'll talk to you later. But Caroline was out on the streets on Saturday because it's that time of the year where we do our kids reveal.
Oh, cool.
And she hit up a Cane's. Delicious chicken fingers to let one deserving family know they were on their way to Disney World. You get to hear that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Nicole Ruth Ralph. She won $460 with Beat the Bank round one.
Ruth Ralph rich.
Could have been $720. That's okay though. She still got her money.
Yep.
We got your money coming up soon. Make sure you sign up. KidNation.com. We'll call three more names. Coming up shortly. We're like 30 minutes away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's welcome in studio Caroline Craddock.
Morning, good morning. Caroline.
Good
morning. Bad time with Caroline.
No, we're not doing bad time right now.
That's weird.
Yeah, that got awkward.
We're going to not do that. We're going to do a kids reveal with Caroline. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds
should
a little
we do
bit
that
more
one?
Age appropriate.
Did you have you gone the whole morning without spilling any food or drink on yourself today?
Yes, nothing spilled. Thus far. But I did sleepwalk shower this morning.
Sleepwalk shower?
What's that
yes.
mean?
Yes. I've done this since high school. I just get up in the middle of the night
I didn't
and shower.
Know you did sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at least I'm clean.
Mm-hmm. Did you go back to bed wet? You just get back in bed all wet? Or do you go through the whole dry off, do your hair, sleepwalk? I mean, how?
Yeah, when did you clearly snap out of it? Clearly, I did do my hair.
When do you snap out of it?
In the shower.
You wake up when the water hits you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is that the only thing you do when you sleepwalk?
Mm-hmm.
That you know of.
I used to watch a lot of Unsolved Mysteries when I was a kid with my mom, and there was this one guy who would he was a runner and he would sleep run. He ended up getting hit by a semi and he died.
Oh.
So that's why I don't run.
That. Don't do that.
That's why I'm not a runner.
Yeah, if you're gonna sleepwalk
that's
or run,
the reason why.
You need to do it in the house where it's safe.
Yeah.
Guys wondering like, why am I in such great shape?
I know. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe I need to start doing that.
He wakes up every morning like, man.
Oh man, I worked out again.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
I think I get it from my dad because he used to. My most traumatic childhood experience was finding him butt naked working out. On the elliptical with Nickelback blaring in the background.
Didn't your dad, when he lived in the apartments down the street, work out naked in like the...
In the communal.
The communal
yeah,
gym.
But he did it at our house once. And I had the... my room was upstairs.
Uh-huh.
And we had a little workout area. And I woke up in the middle of the night like, we all want to be a big rock star. And I'm like, why is Nickelback blaring at 3 a.m? And I go in and my dad is butt naked.
Oh,
working out.
No.
That's where the Nickelback songs came.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. Hopefully he wasn't doing squats because that'd be very awkward.
Yeah.
My legs wide open.
Yeah. I don't think he ever told that story that the security guard showed him the footage one day when he got home from work in the building and was like, Mr. Kid, can you take a look at this? He had on socks. Just socks.
Just
got
socks.
Got off the elevator and went to the workout room.
Yeah.
Wow. Time that he got stuck in the elevator, was he naked then?
No.
No.
He was coming home from a party, I think, or something.
Is sleepwalking genetic?
I've caught my son does it and my wife does it. So it might be.
We'll look into this.
Yeah, we got to look into that. But
sorry,
anyway. Back to kids.
Yes, I saw what you did because we were out of town, and this is so great because you did a bigger reveal, right?
Yeah, so we usually do one at a time, but we have a lot of Dallas families going this year, so we thought it would be fun to kind of switch it up and do it all at one time.
Okay.
So we kind of got them there under false pretenses, like, hey, we're going to buy you guys breakfast, all the kids nominees.
Yeah.
Sorry, we haven't let you know our decision yet, so we're going to make it up to you by buying you some breakfast.
Man, that's the hardest thing is to get people out there without them suspecting that.
I know. Like, we need to interview you more. Yeah.
Right. So I'm getting there. I'm like, I feel like they might know. I feel like they may not.
Uh-huh.
They ended up, the kids had no idea. Some of the kids don't even know really what's going on.
Maybe the parents, but it's all.
The parents maybe did. Yeah.
So it's all about the kids. You walked in. How many families were in there? Would you
there
guess?
Were 10 families.
10.
Wow. Yeah. So there was 45 people. Canes was gracious enough to open 30 minutes before the restaurant opened. So they're all sitting there. We had the whole restaurant full.
Oh, cool.
Full of people.
Wow. All right, do you want to hear how this went down?
Yeah.
All right, Caroline's reveal at the Canes.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all this morning? Good. I feel like a school teacher right now. Like, good morning, class. Okay, so we have some chicken for you guys, but I want to call each of you up here so you can come, and I want to meet all y'all. So, Ariana, are you here? Joseph? Rebecca? Emily, are you here? Hi. Hello.
Watch this on Kid TV.
Journey? Gabriel? Ashlyn? And Carter? Marizani, are you here? Okay, well, we obviously brought you guys here because we wanted to treat you to a little free breakfast, but I also wanted to tell you, you all are going to Disney World!
Oh, oh.
Oh, if you're watching Kid TV, this kid dropped his knees.
Who was that darling young man that dropped his knees?
Oh, my gosh, he fell to his knees and put his hands over his eyes.
Like, thank you, Jesus.
Please go and watch that if you missed it, if you're driving right now. When you get to work,
go to KidNation.com and watch it.
There was a lot of tears, a lot of happy tears.
I mean, I have dropped to my knees at a chicken place before because the chicken was so good. It's at Cane's, matter of fact. But, man, that was beautiful.
Al, you always, like, as I'm crying or tearing up and feeling in the moment, you just always, like, take it away.
I know.
That's what I'm here for.
So all the applications have all been turned in, Caroline. The deadline has already passed.
We have our kids picked. We have 54 kids.
And now we just have to let them know.
Yep.
More coming up?
Yes, we do. We got some more surprises up our sleeve.
Oh, well, that was wonderful. That was very sweet.
It was awesome. And I got to know some of the families. So, well, I'll have some friends already when we go on the trip.
So awesome. Yeah. Thank you to Raising Cane's for allowing Caroline to do that and opening up 30 minutes early.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much, Cane's.
You have to wake up early that day, huh? On a Saturday, pretty weird.
Nah, I'm up at like 6.
Yeah.
Now Caroline's already going to be the favorite for 10 kids.
Yeah, right.
What else is new?
Well done, Caroline.
Thanks, awesome. Guys. It was awesome.
That was beautiful.
Very fun.
Caroline might have one of these. We just found out she sleepwalks.
Ooh. Yeah, and sleep. Does that
showers.
Make me crazy?
I don't know.
Sleep shower.
Sleep showers.
Huh.
As long as you don't
at
go
least
in
it's hygienic, you know?
Yeah. At least you keep it clean when you're doing that.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Those are those little things you've been doing your whole life. And you think they're normal? They're not. Turns out they're not. Your friends are telling you, you are nutty. Give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Maybe you give yourself a pep talk each morning. Or maybe you you like to make sure you eat your fruit and let them know, hey, I'm so sorry, I'm about to eat you. Whatever it is. We want to hear it from you, Kid Nation. We'll get to Does That Make Me Crazy next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right before we get into Does That Make Me Crazy,
we've
been talking about that Lochte situation on Dancing with the Stars all morning.
Uh-huh.
Apparently the protester, they got an interview with him. Access Hollywood gave the protester a chance to get his message across, is what he said.
So what was your plan tonight when you guys rushed the stage?
You can see that Lochte is a liar. He hurt Americans in Brazil. Two of his own teammates were detained because he ran away and he lied.
How long have you guys been planning this for?
I don't know the exact dates, but we want to publicize that this is a bad decision to have a liar be publicized as a star.
As he's sitting there handcuffed, sitting on, I think, a bench or something.
If you don't know the story, Ryan Lochte is on Dance with the Stars. did his dance, was standing there with his dance mate.
Cheryl Burke.
Yeah, and then somebody rushed him.
This dude, two dudes rushed the stage.
I'll tell you who's mad about it is Derek Huff. He was doing an interview and he said, this was my house.
Yeah.
He said, this is supposed to be a safe place for people who come in and learn a skill set they've never had before. And it's a place of second chances.
Exactly.
And that's what Tom Bergeron also tried to say. This is a place of second chances. If you don't have a shot at redemption, then why bother?
Yeah.
Right. That's very true. Kevin.
And you're going to stake you're going to protest a lie?
Right. I mean, come on. You got to be a little crazy to do that on national television.
There's bigger fish to fry.
Exactly.
Way bigger.
Speaking of fish, does that make me crazy?
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Al.
When I buy fish on Sunday, I buy little feeder fish from the pet store.
Yeah. Knowing that they're about to die.
And I kind of, on the way back to the bark where my fish aquarium is, I hold a little plastic bag up so that they can take a look around and kind of see the world.
One last time.
I'm like, hey guys, here's the world.
Check this out.
See the little world? This is the world. I'm not going to tell you you're about to be eaten by bigger fish.
Oh,
does that make me crazy?
Yeah, and
that'd be hard for me. I know you got to do it, but.
Yeah. I don't know how the people that own snakes and put the little mouse in there do it.
Oh.
I'd feel so bad for the little mouse every time.
You have to
feed your snake.
Circle of life.
Right?
Can't they eat something else?
Nope. You got to eat
granola.
And they have to eat it living, right? Like, they have to kill it. They can't.
Yeah.
You can't kill it.
They have to hunt it.
Hey.
We have a couple text messages here. Valentina wrote us and said, I have a 4-year-old Chihuahua Minpin mix. Before I leave the house, I turn the TV on HBO Family because I don't want him watching bad movies while we're away. Does that make you crazy?
Turn the radio on. Let him listen to us.
Yeah, that'd be good. I won't say bless you when people sneeze because I learned the origin in high school and now it creeps me out because I feel like I'm blessing people to death. Does that make me crazy? That's from Brittany.
We have to get back to that because I don't know the origin.
From what I hear, your heart skips a beat or stops when you sneeze.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And I heard that they believed your spirit, your soul was escaping when you sneezed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
They thought your soul was escaping so they would bless you.
Right.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Who knows why.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Yeah, that's a tidbit of we don't know what we're talking about news.
That's not what they think a ghost is passing through you.
No, it's like your,
is that when you get
like your
goosebumps?
Essence,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's something when a ghost, a spirit's passing through you.
All right. 800-543-3548. Does that make me crazy?
Let's go to the phones. Michelle, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
So, I have a fear of falling through the floor. Does that make me crazy?
Just
like any floor or like those grates on the sidewalk?
I've seen them build houses. I know there's steel beams and stuff. I just don't trust them. Like, if people put too much furniture in a room or, like, I was at a wedding this weekend and it was at an old building and I could feel the floor shake and I played it cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just feel like, okay, don't jump. Don't dance too much. I don't want to shake the place, but yeah.
You're putting too much weight on the floor.
I bet elevators are very scary for you.
Yeah.
Well, not until now,
bad,
Jenna. Thanks for putting that thought in your head.
Do you constantly walk on your tiptoes because you think it makes you lighter?
No.
I do that too.
No, I don't know. Like, my
scared.
Husband, we have a deck on our house, and he redid it and stuff, and I was so excited. But then he put the grill on there, and then table and chairs, and I'm like, okay, that's too much. And then if we have, you know, six people out there, I'm just thinking,
hey,
this thing is not going to hold. You know?
That can happen. You see it on the news every once in a while where a deck collapses.
We're safe.
Right?
I'm going to go a little crazy here.
Yeah, I'm afraid a little crazy, babe.
I think you should hire one of those structural engineers to get out there and check your husband's.
She says she works with
that. Weight and make sure before you step foot out there.
Check every building before you go into it.
At least the deck.
Kelly says no, apparently. Jenna?
Is she crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations, right, Michelle. You're 3 out of 4 crazy.
Well, I had your back.
Yeah. Welcome to the club. What's going on, JoJo?
Hi there. Good morning.
Good morning. What's yours?
Good morning. So I think automatically if people are stopped outside of a restaurant or like a store and they're looking down and they're in their car, I automatically assume that they're doing heroin. Every dang time. And it's always heroin. It's never anything else. It's always heroin.
Man, heroin would be a very popular drug.
Yeah, it is, apparently.
And they're always like on their phone or something. And
making a deal.
They're never doing heroin. I've never even seen anybody do heroin.
They could be making a heroin deal.
Wow.
You watch a lot of Intervention?
Yeah, I actually, yes.
Yes, I know. That's where you would get that. I get it.
You're probably right.
You're
my
crazy.
Husband, whenever we get out of the car, will hold my hand like real tight, like, please do not look in these people's cars.
Right.
And I just can't. I have to do it.
I mean, did you see that picture they released on the news of the people that had a little boy,
yeah.
And they actually were doing heroin in the car, but they were
driving.
Like
passed out. Yeah.
Ooh. So, I mean, you're not completely off on that possibly happening. But
it's an epidemic.
Every single person, Judge, that's a little crazy.
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
Okay
Kelly's
thank
mean.
You, Kelly.
Not crazy. Very aware.
Okay, half crazy, Judge.
Thank you.
You need to be aware of your surroundings and heroin users.
Would you call the police if you saw somebody doing it, JoJo?
Oh, I don't know. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I know.
I don't know. I'm just really curious. Thanks.
Right.
I get it. I have a morbid curiosity as well.
Thank you, JoJo. Have a wonderful day. Amber.
Hello.
Hello, you're on. Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
I cannot eat frosted flakes without a slice of cheese.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did this start, Amber?
Well, see, I'm from the great state of South Carolina.
You sure are.
From McBee.
Yeah, I'm McBee.
This is South Carolina.
McBee. My grandfather is old school country, and I learned it from him.
So, do you eat the cheese like cold? Do you put it on the cereal, or are you eating it with milk?
It's got to be cold, and I break pieces off as I eat a spoon of cereal.
What kind of cheese do you put in there? Any kind of cheese or specific?
No, you don't put it in it. You just
eat
it with you beside your bowl.
Okay,
it has to be American sliced cheese.
That's right.
Got to be American.
We love America. In South Carolina.
God. America.
Even the cheese.
Yep.
I
get a bowl of cereal
that.
With an extra side of dairy, please.
You are so crazy.
Not crazy at all.
That is not crazy.
Wave your crazy flag proud, Amber.
That is a flavor choice.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's crazy.
You're fine.
Kelly. You're just saying that because she's from South Carolina.
She should start a new cereal called Kellogg's Frosted Crate.
Crazy.
Amber, we love your crazy. You keep it up.
Thank you, Amber.
All right, Amber. You have a wonderful day.
Mac,
oh my gosh. I've never heard of that.
You're getting some good calls today.
I'm telling you.
All right, let's go to Christy here. We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Hi, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. We want to hear yours.
Okay, so I am so crazy about dry skin. Like, I cannot have dry skin. If I get out of the shower, my feet get dry or my hands get dry. I hold them in the air and scream for my husband until he can get me my lotion. And when I don't have access to my lotion, I spit on my hands.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I can't take the dryness. Like, if I'm at work and I have no lotion, because, you know, the bathroom soap, it dries your stinking hands out.
You know you're a girl, right?
I know, and I'm a germaphobe, so it makes absolutely no sense. But I can't have dry skin.
Do not shake Christy's hand.
Oh my gosh.
I will just dap you when I see you, Christy.
Oh, my goodness.
You just have to have emergency lotion on you at all times.
Sure.
Please.
At all times. Yeah. I can't take dry skin. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. I can't take it.
You need the little masseuse pouch, you know, that you wear around your waist when they have, like, different oils and lotions.
Yeah. Yeah. Fanny pack?
Yeah.
On the masseuse pouch, they're calling it now.
But you are crazy, Christy. Welcome to the club.
You're crazy. Oh,
for
my
sure.
God.
It's not a fanny pack. It's a masseuse pouch.
No, because it's not a fanny pack. They, like, put them, like, in a little holster so they can, like, still be rubbing, and then they just squirt.
Joggers have them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they need it to carry their wallet.
And of course, Al automatically has to get out his body butter.
Of course.
I do.
He put the thought.
Ooh, Al, that was nice.
Sometimes that's nice.
I'm ready for it.
I have never spit in my hands because my hands were too dry.
Yeah, that was the one that sent me
over.
That was a good one. Let's go with Jessica. Jessica, what do you do?
Okay, when my baby was learning to crawl, I would crawl on the floor with her. But now sometimes I just crawl around just because I've learned that it was so fun.
I learned that it was so fun.
I started just trying to teach her to move with me now. You know, I just want to move.
That's crazy, too.
That's crazy, but that's cute.
Before we go to break, we got to decide who was the craziest today.
I don't know,
That would be tough.
I don't think this is an overly crazy group.
You don't?
In my opinion.
I thought they were just funny.
Spitting in the hand?
I think they were justifiable. The spitting in the hand, okay, that will be borderline crazy for me.
Crawling on the floor?
That's cute.
Hold on, we have a late entry from Rodney. Rodney, what do you do to bugs?
Well, when bugs start annoying me,
I actually tell them like a Liam Neeson speech, like from Taken.
Oh, Liam Neeson? What do you? Okay, let's hear it. Like, let's say there's a bug buzzing around.
Well, I'll give you an example. I don't know where you are, and you're in my home. If you leave me alone, we'll leave it at that. But if you continue to annoy me, I will find you. I will kill you.
Yes. Yes.
That's all sorts of yeses, Rodney.
That's a man taking care of his home.
I love you, man.
That's crazy, but I love that one.
You get a free beer.
Yeah.
Well done, Rodney. Well done.
I love you, man. That is awesome.
I don't know about you, but he scared me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't want to be no bug in his house. Thank you for your calls, Kid Nation. Keep them coming on the text.
Go with it,
we're going to be doing it again soon. But we got to get going because coming up next, it's round two of Beat the Bank. Did you sign up at KidNation.com? If so, be listening for your name to be called next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That right there means it's time to play Beat the Bank round two. An hour ago, Nicole won $460, but the banker was feeling good.
Yeah.
He went up to $720. How are you going to do this round? We have three names to call. First one in gets to play. Jenna?
All right. Here are the three names.
All right.
Janine Moraitis, Amanda Arredondo, Jennifer Whitmore. Jennifer Whitmore, Amanda Arredondo, Janine Moraitis.
You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you want to get in on Beat the Bank, go to KidNation.com and sign up. You only have to do it once. Even if we say your name and you don't get to be that one player, we'll put you back in the pool. And if we don't get a caller here in the next 10 minutes, we are going to open it up to everybody. We'll play.
Everybody.
So we'll definitely be giving away some money within 10 minutes or so.
Okay.
So we just got back from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Like the announcer said, you can see all the pictures, the videos at KidNation.com. But we did have a mission for a member of Kid Nation. They wrote us and said, hey, I'm going to be there. I think they got there like the day after we did, yesterday. And they said, hey, can you guys leave something behind for us? And we thought that'd be a fun mission for them.
Yeah.
So Emily Baker and her family are out there. And Alan and Kelly decided to have lunch one last time in what, Cafetto,
I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, right before we were leaving to go to the airport.
Yeah, so Alan took out one of his magic cards. We all signed it, except Big Al.
Well, I thought y'all were going to leave me there, so I wasn't around.
That's not what happened.
Not at all what happened, but okay.
Well, you guys, Emily Baker's over there, and this is what ended up happening. Oh.
Okay, I got a text that says, we left the playing card in the Cafetto restaurant in the far back corner behind the benches, and so I'm going to go look for it. I don't really know where that is, but I'm going to go see. Oh, there's somebody sitting there.
There's somebody sitting there.
Oh, she has a little musical background.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have music playing in the hotel the whole time. It's great.
Somebody's sitting there.
See it back there?
I'm looking for something back there. Really quickly.
She's like, what?
Go for it.
The lady got up for her. That's nice.
I'm so sorry. It'll be really fast.
We tried to pick a place where they...
Would it clean?
Clean, yeah, because there's no need to.
Oh, she found it. Watching the video
I'm
on
so
KTV.
Sorry. Guys, thank you for hiding the card for me. I've been listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning for 20 years, and I'm super excited that you guys played along. So thanks for being so cool. Bye.
Yay. Oh, yay. She found it. That is so cool. We should do that everywhere now.
Yeah, we thought about making it like where she had to do a scavenger hunt. We're like, whatever.
Just
make it easy.
That's pretty cool.
It was Justin's idea to leave a shoe behind. We're like, which one of us is going to leave a shoe? Like, I want both.
Who leaves a shoe, baby?
That's the actual red card from that magic trick Alan did for you.
Oh, really?
One of the cards turned red?
Yes.
That's the one.
So well, how's he going to do the trick now?
The magic card.
Well, he'll just have to turn another one red. It's magic.
It's that easy.
I guess
it's magic, dude.
Alan is so good.
Colors?
Well, Alan can make them change colors.
He's a magician. Though.
Regular person can't do that. Did you see that the Oxford English Dictionary is adding a bunch of new words?
They do this every year, right?
Yeah.
I guess it's that time of year.
Webster's does it. Yeah,
and now I'm starting to think that they're doing a bit. Because the words they added this year are like, for real?
Okay, well,
I guess nobody uses the dictionary anymore. I mean, you can kind of.
Oh, mine.
It is important, especially if you are a big Scrabble aficionado.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because you have to use words that are in the dictionary.
You have to prove it by going to the dictionary.
So some of the words that they added this year. Forget about it.
No.
What?
No, yep. That's not a word.
That's not a word.
Well, it is now. Forget about it.
That's a word?
Yeah.
It is mashed together, right?
When you don't want to use three words to say forget about it, you could say forget about it.
I guess if somebody sees it written and they don't know what it means, now I get.
Forget about it. Okay.
Now in the dictionary, America.
Right. From George Bush.
This is just a slang dictionary.
It's the Oxford English Dictionary.
America.
Short for America.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
Okay.
The Oxford English Dictionary should not bow down to modern slang.
Why not?
They should hold themselves to a higher standard.
And you know, they use this for the spelling bee, that kind of thing. So now kids are going to be...
When the dictionary starts dumbing it down.
Jorts?
Right.
That's not good.
Is Jorts in there yet?
Jorts is not in there. I think America. They already have it. America. Tommy, your word is forget about it. Origin, New York.
Boston.
Another word they added was bracketology.
What?
Which you hear about in March Madness for the March Madness brackets. Clickbait was also added.
Okay, well,
that's a good one.
A lot of the tech terms I get.
Yeah. Another one is clicktivism.
Clicktivism?
Yeah, when you support a cause online.
Okay.
But you actually don't go out and do anything.
Oh, like activism.
It's just clicktivism. Yeah.
It's so lazy.
I made that up.
Yeah.
At some point, the dictionary is going to be emojis.
Oh, I guarantee you, emojis will be in the dictionary one day.
Oh, my gosh.
There probably is an emoji dictionary. Yeah.
Moobs was added.
Moobs?
Yeah, that's
no way.
Male boobies. Moobs.
Oh, moobs.
Moobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was already worse.
Disappointed in you, Oxford.
Non-apology was added. That's a good one. A swirly was added. That's when you dunk somebody's head in the toilet and flush it.
What?
Could have been added 50 years ago, but they waited. Swirly.
Wow.
Now, they're behind on this one, but they did add YOLO to the dictionary.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, which stands for you only live once, of course. Which means FOMO is going to be around the corner to be added to the dictionary next year.
And BOGO.
Turnt.
Squee. S-Q-U-E-E.
Our cousin, Squee.
That's internet slang for somebody for something that's cute. I had never heard that before.
Squealing?
Squee.
Squee.
And kegerator was another word at.
I got one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, finally added kegerator.
Is that a beer thing?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So it's just a beer, like holds a single keg. I guess it could hold two, but.
But I can't believe they added forget about it.
That's the one that surprises you the most?
Yeah. And there's they also changed the B word. But how the rappers say, like, yeah.
They added that.
With an A?
Yeah, with an A.
No way.
It's just beach.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is more than one A.
That was also added.
Do they spell it B-E-Y-O-T-C-H or something? In that one?
B-I-A-T.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've seen it B-E-Y-O-T-C-H. I guess I've been spelling it wrong.
Yeah, you have.
Thank God for the Oxford English Dictionary.
Absolutely. We were talking about earlier... Those lies that, or not like the questions you don't ask your partner, like which one of my friends would you want to be with?
Yeah,
if we broke up or anything like that.
How many have you had?
Yeah, and
don't get into a fight over a hypothetical.
No.
Never, it's not worth it. Like Kelly's, if we won the lottery, what would you do? She got
my marriage.
Yeah, or she just had one with her boyfriend Alan about her
hypothetical brother.
His hypothetical brother.
Yeah. If she
that I dated many years ago,
right? If he'd said he'd be out
to both of us,
right? And we got this text message that says, "My best friend, right before surgery, asked if something ever happened in surgery, to promise that I would marry her husband and take care of her 5 kids right before she went into surgery. I was on the verge of tears because I didn't want to say yes, but I also didn't want her going into surgery. And what if something happened to her in surgery? I felt horrible. So I said, yes, I'll marry your husband." Yeah, the relationship now is super awkward and weird.
Because she survived or because she died?
No, because she said that.
Because
she agreed to the request, and now their relationship's weird.
Well, okay, let's just go worst case scenario. The friend did not make it,
uh-huh.
but the only people that knew about the promise was her and her friend going into surgery. Right. Do you honor the promise?
But what if the husband doesn't want
it? If nobody heard it.
Yeah, what if the husband's not into it?
But what if she's really hot? I mean, I don't know. If one person's really hot,
I've already got dibs on a couple of my friends' husbands if they die first.
Really?
The girl dies first.
Who?
I know. Shanda.
How does Helen feel about that?
Leanne. They all know. You die, I'm getting them. if whoever dies first.
What about Kinsey?
I don't have that arrangement with Kinsey.
Oh, you don't have dibs?
No, remember, Al's going to take Kinsey if something happens to you. He's said that many times.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that.
Yeah, I will. I'll take good care of me and Lil Casey and what's the other one?
Chloe.
Chloe, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be awesome.
My daughter who's been on Earth for 3 years.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah.
You can't remember her name.
Yeah, she's going to be working a beer tub. Lil Casey's going to be manager.
You better get a physical and make sure you stay alive.
JC, no.
Kelly, that's the only reason I go to the doctor now. to make sure Big Al Mack doesn't end up with my wife.
You can't.
I can't. I can't let my
children's future depends on it.
Dude, come on.
No, no way.
My
no
gosh,
way.
He would use the college tuition you've saved to open another bar.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
I can't wait to move out to the burbs.
He would name the bar Kaysen's College Fund.
I can't wait to move to the burbs. You know me living in that house.
Oh, my gosh, Al. You guys.
They'll use your life insurance money to pay it off.
Yeah, you got credit life, right?
I do. Definitely will pay
it off.
Do
I get the car, too?
No. You can't have the car. That's
oh, God. I get the ping pong
Park
table.
Park Place will take that right back. Sorry about that, buddy.
Ping pong table.
You do get the ping pong table.
Dibs.
And that lawnmower.
What am I going to do with the baby blazer?
I'll sell it. Fit you the same way.
Yeah. We're the same size, dude.
I'll give it to Casey. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's been 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
Thank goodness. Time to do something else.
Maybe we should move.
Are you
probably
telling me nobody did somebody call?
Those three people did not call in.
Oh my God.
So if you know Janine Moritis, what was it, Jenna?
Janine Moritis, Amanda Arredondo, Jennifer Whitmore.
We're gonna throw your names back in there. Maybe we may draw them out another time. Maybe we won't. We don't know because it's all at random. But now we're gonna open it up. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKIT.
Anyone can play. We'll take caller number 13.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Oh, boy.
Beat the bank.
Yeah.
Beat the bank.
Beat it.
Huh?
What?
The bang.
What are you doing now?
Beat.
He didn't have it.
The bang. Hillary's got the flu. Trump's got the hair. Running mates, I couldn't name ne'er one of them. Beat.
Oh my God. She's pneumonia.
She has walking pneumonia.
Yeah.
Not the flu. But that's okay.
Pneumonia, too many syllables.
Pneumonia.
Your face got pneumonia.
Shame.
You get the shame bell.
Shame.
That's what you get. All right, let's play Beat the Bank. We had three names called out. They didn't call back, so that you benefit from that, Kid Nation. It opens up. And the 13th caller. Is you, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Woo! I'm so excited!
Yeah!
Woo!
How easy was that?
I actually just called twice and I got in. I can't believe it.
Oh, see? You only had to do a couple calls.
Now, have you registered at KidNation.com?
Yes, sir. I sure did. I just did it 15 minutes before I called.
Oh, okay. So you're all registered.
Wow. It's your lucky day.
We'll give you bonus points just for being registered. I'd say 500 bonus points. Use them at the bonus point store there on the website. You'll find it. It's right there on the corner bottom.
Yeah, small.
Little tiny button. You'll find it. All right, here's how the game works, Stephanie. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. Dollar amounts increase longer you stay in there. It can get up to $1,000. Your only job is to say stop, even if he says $1,000. Because if you don't and the door closes, you're going to get nothing. Okay, Stephanie, we don't want that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Are you at work already?
I'm waiting outside. I got like 5 minutes.
Oh, you got 5 minutes? Okay, we got five minutes.
Good deal.
Okay. We definitely good. All right, Stephanie, you know the rules. Big Al, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm still holding at that mediocre feeling.
Really?
Okay. I'm still holding at that mediocre type feeling, okay? But you just go with your heart, baby.
Yeah, Al felt that way earlier, and he was wrong.
Yeah,
so sometimes he is wrong.
You're having a good day, so who knows? Yeah.
You feel it out, Stephanie.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. It's about to get better. Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$190. $310. $360. $410. $460. $490.
$520.
Stop.
Okay. Stop at $520 for you,
for
Stephanie
you.
Saragossa.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You're
go,
feeling
girl.
Exactly what Al was feeling. Al wrote down 510, but yep. he, of course, doesn't know. But
I don't
you
know.
Did. You got 520.
There you go.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to talk to you guys, and I'm just so happy.
What are you going
to
do with that money?
Honestly, my kids' school instruments.
Oh, what do they play?
Oh, they're so expensive.
They're learning the flute, and then the other one's the cornet.
All right, good deal.
And those are expensive, aren't they?
They're getting repaired right now, so yeah. That's exactly where I'll go to.
I bet you enjoy them practicing at the house all day, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's lovely. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for listening and calling in, Stephanie. And just for fun, we want to see how high it actually goes for your turn, okay?
Yes, sir.
You already got your 520.
Okay.
570.
Whoa, yeah, Stephanie.
There you go.
You got
well
all
done.
The,
you played it right.
Over $50. You go, girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, Stephanie. We'll play again tomorrow morning, same time. Sign up at KidNation.com. And the second part of this is you got to be listening when we call those names.
That's
because
right.
if you miss your shot, you could have missed out on $1,000. We don't want you to do that. We'll play 650 and 750 Central every day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And coming up next, I'm excited about this because I was a fan of this guy on America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh.
His name is Piff the Magic Dragon, straight from England. He's funny. He's got cool magic tricks. He's got his dog with him, Piffles. He'll join us on the show.
Abracabooya!
Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we have a guy that I was a big fan of on America's Got Talent.
I know you're especially excited.
I am very excited. Of course, I am speaking of the only talking dragon in the world.
Magic dragon.
Sorry. The only talking magic dragon in the world.
Get it right.
Piff the Magic Dragon is
morning.
Here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having
What's
me
up,
here.
Piff?
We followed you religiously last season on America's
thank
Got
you.
Talent.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
I
the dog.
Yeah, is that Piffles?
Yeah, this is Mr. Piffles.
Mr. Piffles.
Get it right, Jason.
Did you? Yeah. I'm assuming you had to custom make Mr. Piffles' magic dragon costume.
Unlike
as well.
Your own?
I'm naked. I'm a genuine magic dragon, so basically.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, I didn't. Somebody else did it.
Yeah.
I have somebody specifically for that role.
Is that the same costume you wore on AGT?
I'm naked. I'm a genuine magic dragon. What is this guy's problem?
I get it. I get you.
Focus.
I am trying to focus, what? Piff. How long have you been doing your show now?
Piff.
He's born a dragon.
8 years. But he was born a dragon, but he wasn't doing the
show.
How
long have you been a traveling dragon?
Traveling magic dragon. Focus.
Magic dragon.
Focus, come on.
Traveling magic dragon.
8 years.
8 years. Yep. And before that, you were a magic dragon, you were an IT dragon?
No, it's just an IT human, and then I evolved to the next level.
Oh, like a Pokemon.
Of consciousness. Okay. Exactly like a Pokemon. Yeah.
You got enough Poke Eggs and coins and stuff.
Are you a taken magic dragon?
A taken magic dragon? What, like Liam Neeson?
Do you have a
Liam Neeson took me, yeah. He said,
dragon?
I want my magic dragon, and I'm coming to find him.
Is there a lady dragon
princess.
In your
life? We call them princesses.
Yeah?
Oh, dragons date princesses.
Yeah, why would you like to put in your resume for that position? I mean, you're welcome to. But yeah, dragons go for princesses mainly. We kidnap them. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So is there one?
There is a princess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Like a Piff.
And y'all do like.
Sorry, Jenna.
What are you doing to that tiny animal?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm keeping.
She might not give him back.
Yeah, I know. I'm really into dogs more than dragons.
We've magic been
dragons.
Fascinated.
Magic dragons, guys. Come on.
We've been fascinated with.
You want to see a magic trick?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Mr. Pilver's going to do a magic trick.
Really?
Right. Oh. Yeah. I put the banana down.
Okay.
Okay. It's got serious. For the benefit of the
cards.
Listener only, I have produced a deck of playing cards.
Uh-huh. Yes, you have.
Okay. Lovely. Now, Jenna. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, Piff.
Mr. Piff. But right.
Mr. Piff.
You're going to reach in, Jenna. You're going to grab any one of these cards. Could be anyone, Jenna. Could be anyone. Come on, Jenna. Any card.
Jenna, I'd pick the one that's poking out at you.
Do I have to?
You don't have
I think
to.
That's what she usually does.
If you
does.
Could choose one of them in the next 20 minutes, that would speed the whole thing up.
Oh, the top card.
You want that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. Do you have a pen?
I have a pen.
Oh, Piff the Magic Dragon.
Sorry, Piff. Sorry about that.
Hey, your pen's nicer.
It's silver.
Yeah, let's use your pen.
Okay,
it's
here.
Way better. All right, now you, Jenna, mm-hmm. remember from earlier, you're going to write your name mm-hmm. on the front of the card, okay? Just your name mm-hmm. on the front of the card. For the benefit of everyone at home, Jenna has chosen a playing card featuring Mr. Piffles sitting in the cannon.
Yeah. Oh, that is nice.
Oh, lovely. Day.
Yeah. All right.
Special Piff the Magic Dragon playing cards.
He looks terrified.
Available after the show.
Okay.
A mere $20. Wow. I know, Jenna.
It's an expensive
great
deck of cards.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, okay. That is so affordable.
Thank you very much, Jenna.
Oh, my gosh.
I am warming to you, Jenna, more and more.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's everybody remember Jenna's playing card. Remember, it's the one with the
dog in the cannon.
With her name on it.
All right, with her name. Here's the deal, Jenna. Mm-hmm. Mr. Piffles is going to make your card come all the way up to the top of the deck.
Okay, let's see it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here it comes.
Wow, love your sound effects.
Oops.
Oh, that's not it.
Yeah.
What? That's not it.
I'm sorry, that's not it.
Wow.
What is that?
That's the eight of puppy feet.
That's the eight of puppy feet?
So cute.
This has got seriously awful, guys. Now, look, can you just bring him closer? Watch. Uh-huh. If he just touches the card.
Oh, he put his little paw on it.
Oh, snap.
That's it.
Little Mr. Piffles.
Mr. Piffles with the magic touch.
Wow.
Now watch, he does it again. Bang, touches it. Bang, ate a puppy feet.
Oh, man.
Wow. Went back. Oh,
Jenna's getting freaked out.
All right, Magic Dragon, I'm digging it.
I think the true talent here is really with the dog.
Yeah.
Right?
He
could go on tour.
I basically just carry him around.
Yeah.
Hey, Jenna, I got a present for you.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. I love presents.
Do you?
I do. Okay.
Over here, I got a little envelope.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now this is for you. You're going to take a look. You're going to make sure it's sealed.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy? At least the envelope?
Yes, I am.
Great.
I don't know what it says,
is it hermetically sealed?
It's hermetically.
What?
Does that matter? Are you a germaphobe?
I think so.
I don't know, okay. But it has some Asian script on it.
Yeah, it says, open the envelope, please, Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Definitely
open
says
it.
That.
That's what it says there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, really. Otherwise, I would have said something completely different.
Got a lot going on here.
Yeah. You have got a lot going on. Oh, look what you got, Jenna.
Sorry,
what's the present, Jenna?
The present is my card with my name on it.
Shut up.
Snap!
Get back in there.
Wow. Wow.
And that, Jenna, is just $18.
Wow, Jenna.
A $2 discount.
Did Heidi or any of the judges actually pay you after you would charge them?
Yeah, I got $20 off Howie.
Yeah.
And I put it on eBay, and it got up to $560.
Wow.
Before eBay removed it.
Oh, so you're
not allowed to sell money on eBay or something?
I don't know. Apparently not. It's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Very ridiculous. Yeah, I think so.
And now are you living in Las Vegas? Is that where you reside?
Mr. Pilvers and I, we have our own show now at the Flamingo in Las Vegas.
Wow.
So we do that Monday through Wednesday, and then the rest of the week we tour all over the country. This week we're in Addison.
Oh, wait a minute. And isn't Las Vegas the desert, more or less? Don't dragons need
water? What do you mean more or less? No, it's literally the desert. It's not more or less than
don't
it is the
need
desert.
Water?
But tourists need water as well. Unfortunately, they've come up with that.
Ignore him.
They've solved that. Right. Water problem.
So you didn't need to win America's Got Talent to have your own
gig
in Vegas.
I thought it would be funnier to lose.
Well, you've got your gig in Vegas without it.
Yeah, well, the thing is, right, there's nothing really funny. If you're a comedian, there's nothing really funny about winning. So I thought people got really angry when we did this trick in the quarterfinals where we supposedly had Mr. Pills in a box.
Uh-huh. No,
and then we smashed
that.
The other three boxes.
It was very upsetting.
Well, he's not in the box.
I know now.
It's a magic trick.
But at the time, we didn't know.
Well, you should have, because it's a magic trick. So anyway, everyone got very angry with this.
Yes, so, right, we did.
So we thought, well, we don't want to win, so let's shoot Mr. Pills out of a cannon in the final. That will stop us winning.
Oh,
and it did.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there anything that would surprise us to know about what goes on behind the scenes at America's Got Talent? We do religiously watch it.
Yeah, everyone, like when everyone's very nice there. I was amazed at how nice. And also they were like super great to work with because they just let me do whatever I want.
You could literally walk around backstage and go to Nick Cannon's dressing room if you wanted to.
You can. You will get tasered in the face.
Right.
But you can, you know, you're more than welcome to do that. But yeah, everyone was like super friendly there and we made a lot of good friends there.
You toured with Mumford & Sons.
I did tour Mumford & Sons,
really?
Yeah, Jenna loves those guys.
Oh, Jenna's warmed up
now.
She's
back in it. You opened for Mumford & Sons?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A very open audience?
She sounds disbelieving. She's this is the worst idea ever.
I just don't know
that
audience would be...
Oh, they, of course.
Who doesn't love a magic dragon?
He's British.
And if Mumford & Sons deems it's cool to their audience, then it's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're probably all smoking pot. So they probably all think anything's funny, right?
They're pretty chill.
Wow. Yeah, they're like, puff, puff, piff.
This is brutal.
Yeah.
We did a show with them at Radio City Music Hall in 2012.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh, this is really funny. Come on tour with us. So we did these theater dates. And they went really well. And then we did arenas, like 20,000 seat arenas.
So they knew you before America's Got Talent.
Yeah, before. Yeah.
Wow.
And half of the arena dates were really funny. Everyone was laughing, and half of them I just bombed like you wouldn't believe.
Really. Yeah,
that's how you get better, right?
And there was no—I didn't do anything different. Did the same act.
It's the crowd.
It is the crowd.
Well, it's like the crowd and like how they're all set out and how they can see and all that stuff. But that was fun.
When you bomb on a joke really bad, does that just encourage you to go out and do it again, or do you just scrap
it? No, it's like 20,000 angry people. Yeah. 20,000 right. people going, who is this guy? Yeah.
Oh, Magic man. Dragon.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I love your story. I loved your act on AGT. If you want to check him out again, he's at Addison Improv. Go to improvaddison.com and get your tickets. Piff the Magic Dragon, dude.
Probably the best Magic Dragon we've ever had on this show.
By far. Yeah.
Excellent.
Wow.
You're like top one right now.
Top one.
Yeah. Follow him on Twitter. It's at the Piff. Instagram, Piff the Magic Dragon. Give it up for Piff the Magic Dragon, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Here's your dog.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.